Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Frederick decided that because his father is now president of the school board, he would return to school and jump from the third grade into high school. However, he made the mistake of quitting his defense job, and so yesterday he received a call from his draft board. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is looking out the front window.
Be over for the day. There goes a batch of young'uns toting books under their arms. Look at them here. Dog, it seems good to see them again, don't it, Lum?
Reckon so. I don't know.
Yes, sir, fella. Sort of get to missing that during the summer, they see.
Yeah, but it's a shame the way the scholars has changed.
Changed?
Yeah, they don't look their old happy selves this year, Abner.
Huh?
All appear to be more ignorant and gloomy or something.
Well, I ain't noticed nothing like that. Fact is, this is just the second day of school. They look as happy as they ever did, near as I can calculate. Well, look out there. There's a batch of them right now, wrestling, scuffling, going along there laughing.
Yeah, but it's just a false front they're putting up. They ain't showing us happy.
Well, I don't see how you can figure that. Wait a minute. Are you just saying that because Caleb Wehunt's president of the school board now instead of you, Lum?
I never said nothing about Caleb. I just made a remark about the scholars.
Well, law me, Lum. Caleb being president ain't going to have no effect on the young'uns.
It's bound to, Abner. You just can't get away from it.
Why, they don't care who runs the school board. All they care about is who the teacher is. They got the same one they had last year, Professor Sloan.
Listen, they care who's president, too. I know they do. They want to have somebody in office they can look up to and admire, like, well, like one fella I know in this town, an intellectual fella.
Ulysses S. Quincy?
No.
Well, he's brainy. He can okay anything that anybody says.
Well, I never had him in mind, but anyways, it's going to unencourage the scholars when they look at Caleb. They'll say to themselves, we don't want to grow up to be like him.
Well, what's wrong with him? Caleb's a good man, treats his women folks good, makes a good living, that blacksmith shop of his.
You call that living, pounding on horseshoes all day long?
Well, he's alive, if that's what you mean. Eats and talks and all that. And he ain't in debt to nobody. He's honest. That's more you can say for a lot of folks around this town.
Abner, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Money ain't everything.
Well, no, I reckon not. It's sort of handy stuff to have kicking around the house, though. You got to admit that, Lum.
Well, it might be for you unlectual fellers that ain't got no high-class culture interest in life.
Huh?
And I hate to see our young'uns growing up under that money-mad kind of psychology. Just ruin every one of them.
Well, Lum, the young'uns ain't growing up no different than they ever did before.
Yes, they are. Take this business about Cedric, for instance. There's a boy that ain't never got past the third reader. Here he is getting in high school just because his papa's president of the school board.
Yeah, well, Cedric won't be there long, Lum. He'll be in the army since they called him over the draft board for that re-unclassifying him yesterday.
Well, in a way, I sort of hope he does go in the army. Might do him some good.
Why, sure it would.
Knock some sense in his head.
Finest thing in the world, fine.
Yeah, show him that his papa can't fix everything.
Oh, yeah. They'll more than likely learn him that pretty quick.
I hear that he was even going around school there telling the other scholars that if there was anything about school they didn't like, why, he'd get his papa to fix it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mary told me that. She said that Cedric's about the most popular feller there is around school.
Granny says that ain't disgusting.
Well, Mary was even going to have Cedric fix something for her.
I thought she was smarter than that.
Well, I talked to her. I finally straightened her out on that, I think.
What was it she wanted fixed?
She wanted her name changed.
Her name changed?
Yes, that's what she
wants. You mean she wants to get married?
Oh, Lordy, of course not, Lum.
Well, what's wrong with the name we give her, Mary Eddards? Mary's a pretty name. I've always thought so.
Yeah, well, she didn't want to change that, just her last name.
You mean Eddard?
Yeah, see, she sits up in the front of the room.
Don't explain it. I understand the whole thing.
Huh?
So she's ashamed of me, too, huh? Don't want to have my name no more.
Why, no, that ain't it, Mom.
Yes, it is. I'm nothing but an ex-president now. I ain't nobody no more.
Oh, Lord.
Old broke down man. Washed up. Nobody wants to have nothing to do with me no more.
I know this now, Lum. Don't you get on that subject again.
Which is a man loses out on a school board election when everybody turns again. Kick him when he's down. Trample him in the dust.
For goodness sake.
I never thought Mary would turn again me, though.
She ain't turned again you, Lum. All
well, I reckon I can't blame her. She don't want the other youngins to make fun of her. Jeer at her on account of having me for her guardian.
Oh, my goodness.
It's natural she don't want to be the laughing stock. Oh, the humiliations of it all.
Lum, if you'll just let me tell you why Mary wants to change her name.
I'd rather not talk about it, Abby. Just let it go. I understand.
Why, you don't know such a thing, Lum. She just wanted to change her name so she could change her seat in school.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, Professor Salone sets the scholars according to their last name. A, B, C, and so, you know, that alphabetical stuff.
Yeah.
That's the way he sets them out.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, see, the way it is now, Beulah Pitt sets next to Kenny Pomeroy. And Mary was afraid that Beulah would start making sheep eyes at Kenny.
Oh, for goodness
sake.
Well, now, you see, there you are again. When I was running the school board, the youngins never had time to think of such foolishness. They was being learned the sight of education then.
Yeah, well, anyway, Mary wanted to change her name to, well, Polk or Pollard or something that comes in twixt Pitts and Pomeroy there so she could sit close to Kenny.
Well, you tell that young lady that the name of Eddards has been famous in history for thousands and thousands and hundreds of years. Why, sure it has.
Who's famous?
Well, there's King Eddards and...
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Home Run Eddards and...
Home Run Eddards?
Eddard Cigars and... Well, there's lots of famous people named Eddards.
Yes, huh?
Wait a minute.
Huh?
There comes Cedric.
Oh, Cedric. Doggies, he ain't got his army uniform on.
Well, naturally, just called him over to the draft board yesterday.
Oh.
Takes time to get him introduced into all that.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that, yeah. Hey, howdy, Cedric.
Wonderful world. Here comes Cedric, the high school boy.
My goodness, I thought you'd be in the army by now, Cedric.
Go on.
But you went over to that draft board yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, Mom. They examined me with a physical examination and give me a batch of tests and all. Asked me questions, and I don't know what.
How'd you come out, Cedric?
Well, pretty good, I reckon. They never told me what my grade was.
Well?
They said I'd be the biggest liability they had in the whole army.
Biggest liability?
Yes, Mom. I believe that was the word they used.
Well?
Said no matter what branch of the service they put me in, well, I'd be a liability.
My doggie is good for you, Cedric.
Well, wait a minute, Ever. That ain't no compliment.
Huh?
They weren't casting no favors at Cedric when they told him that.
Oh?
What they meant was that Cedric wouldn't fit in no place. He'd just make them more trouble and he'd do them any good.
Is that what they meant, Cedric?
I don't know. All I know is that I ain't in the army. I know that.
Not at all, huh?
No, Mom.
Huh.
They talked me into going back to my job at the defense plant. Back on the graveyard shift again.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you never got in the army, Cedric.
They said I was 4F-er than I was the other time they examined me.
Huh.
Claimed I was the poorest F they'd ever saw.
Well, that's nice of them to say that about you, Cedric.
But I can go to high school now, though, as long as I don't work daytime.
Well, if you're working over the defense plan at night and going to high school in the daytime, when are you going to sleep, Cedric?
Oh, I can sleep in school.
In school?
Yeah. I'm going to have Papa put a big comfort chair in the high school room for me. He'll fix it.
Oh, is he still fixing things for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That reminds me why I come in here. Whereabouts is Mary at?
Well, I reckon she's over to play. Elizabeth told her to come right home after school and help with the chores around the house.
Wait a minute, Cedric. What do you want to see her about? Changing her name?
Yes, Mom. I'm taking that up with Papa this noon.
Cedric, now, your pa can't fix no such things as that. He can't change folks' name for him.
Well, that's exactly what Papa said, too.
Oh, well, see there.
I don't know what's come over Papa. He must be slipping.
Huh?
I thought he could fix anything since he got to be president of the board.
Cedric, do you have to keep mentioning what your papa is?
Yeah, you better not say that around Lom no more, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Papa's quite a disappointment to me.
Well, he is to me, too.
Huh?
Well, I reckon I better call up Miss Mary and tell her.
Oh, well, you needn't mind, Cedric. I can tell her when I go home. Well, fact is, to be honest, I done told her, Cedric, that your papa couldn't fix that.
Yes, Mom, but I got something else to tell her. You mind if I borrow your phone for a minute?
Why, no, they cannot. Go ahead.
Oh, what's your ring over at the place?
Long and short and long, Cedric. What else is it you wanted to tell her, Cedric?
Oh, she wanted to set in twixt Kenny Pomeroy and Bueller Pitts because she don't want Bueller sitting next to her feller.
Yeah, we know all that.
Well, when Papa said he couldn't fix it, well, I fixed it myself.
You did? Now, wait just a minute.
Hello?
Here now, Cedric.
Hello?
Cedric.
Hello?
Well, don't just keep saying hello. Well,
that's what she's saying.
Well, tell her who it is or something.
Who is this? Oh, must have got the wrong ring. Sounds like Miss Mary.
Well, ain't that who you was calling?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello, Miss Mary.
This
is Cedric Weehunt, high school class of 1943, talking. Mom? Oh, Papa can't change that. But I fixed it so Bueller and Kenny won't be sitting together no more. Oh, well, it weren't nothing. Just proud to do it. All I done just put some glue on Professor Sloan's chair, and then I told him that Kenny done it.
Hmm.
Well, don't you see that they can't sit together no more now because Professor Sloan's going to expel Kenny right out of school. Boy, I told you I'd fix it for you.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is the Blue Network.